Betsy Crawford. I told you, no candy before dinner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Honey, now that you're a big boy, you're going to have to learn to listen to your conscience.
What's the conscience?
Your conscience is a tiny little voice inside your head that tells you when you're doing something wrong. Understand?
I guess so, but what about that even louder voice?
Louder voice?
Yeah, the one inside my tummy that says, "Give me candy."
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity.
Transfer student. Isn't he gorgeous?
Seems a mite tall. Probably a pituitary problem.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Todd Helms.
Oh, me too. I'm Laura Winslow.
I'm here to apply for the waiter job.
It's Phil.
Oh, no, it isn't. Applications are over there. Phil went out then talked to my Aunt Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Laura. Laura. Gee willikers, her hormones are stampeding.
Mr. Snipliski. Right this way. How are you? Have a seat. Now, have you ever worked in a restaurant before?
You have a lovely hat.
Thank you. I do try to look my best. It just gives a place a sense of style. Now, can you work weekends?
You have a lovely hat.
Mr. Snipliski. What is your name?
You have a lovely hat.
I'm sorry, sir, but I need a waiter who can talk to my customers. Sir, I do hope you understand. Good luck in America.
You have a lovely hat.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye-bye. Watch that corner. Bye-bye. Attention, please. If you want this job, you have to speak English.
Yo. I talk good English.
Okay. Your name is...
Look. I'll need weekends off, a month's paid vacation, and free food for me and my friends.
Next!
Laura, why are you ogling that giraffe?
Steve, Todd happens to be a great basketball player. He led his old school to the state championship.
Well, I was just re-elected equipment manager of the golf team. Anybody needs a putter, they come to me.
Welcome aboard. Well, we have our new waiter.
Yes!
I mean, congratulations.
Thanks.
Wow. I have a rival for Laura. A tall rival. Well, then I'll just buy me some stilts and win her back.
What's a three-letter word for pleasure?
Men.
What about fun?
They can be.
You will not believe what happened to me today. After lunch, I went for a jog in the park.
Come on, Carl. You jog?
Well, actually, I was chasing the ice cream truck. But as I jumped the hedge, I saw something shiny. Feast your eyes on this.
Ooh, Carl. Are those diamonds real?
Extremely.
Ooh, they must be worth thousands.
15,450. I had it appraised.
Ooh, wait.
It was just lying there, not a soul around.
So is it ours?
Are you nuts? We can't keep this.
You're right, Carl. I know we can't keep it.
Yeah, we'll sell it. Honey, with 15 grand, we could take that dream vacation we always talked about.
Our Caribbean cruise.
You got it, babe. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Forget about the cruise. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Now, Mother, there'll be plenty left over. I'll buy you a prettier bracelet, less ostentatious.
You mean cheaper.
Now, Mama, let's not count our diamonds before they're hot. I have to turn this into the precinct, but if nobody claims it within 30 days, it's ours.
Good. Uh-oh, here's an inscription. To my precious poopsie.
Well, that doesn't help. This city is packed with poopsies.
Right, let's go look at those cruise brochures.
You still have them?
Sure. I've been filing them away under F for fat chance.
Three, 24, 25.
Two.
I feel great.
Not me. I've lost Laura.
Well, Steve, look on the bright side. You never had her.
Thanks, but there's a new wrinkle.
Well, what is it?
Well, you know Todd Helms.
Sure, great ball player. Real nice guy. Babes love him.
A simple I know the dude would have sufficed.
Well, what about him?
Well, he's flunking geometry, which means he'll get bounced off the basketball team, which means his pop will ground him, which means no dates with Laura, which is good for me, except Todd asked me to tutor him. Now, what do you think of them apples?
What was that first thing again?
Think, man. Todd's my rival. The only obstacle between me and my lady love.
Steve, the only obstacle between you and Laura is you.
Boy, I hold Todd's fate in the palm of my hand. Should I teach him to fly high or squash him like an insect?
What's the capital of Belgium?
I'll give you a hint. Which vegetable do you hate the most?
The capital of Belgium is broccoli.
Brussels, Judy. As in Brussels sprouts.
I'll let that all sink in while I go play Nintendo.
Hello, babe.
Hi, honey.
Any calls today about the bracelet?
Not a one. Although I am sort of surprised. I mean, what with that big ad you put in the paper? how you did put in the ad.
Oh, sure. Full page.
You popped for a full page ad in the Chicago Chronicle?
Well, not exactly.
What exactly?
It's in the Amish Almanac. Harriet, I'm sorry, but I really feel that we fulfilled our obligation here. I mean, we turned the bracelet in. Now it's up to Poopsie to claim it.
Carl, think about it. Right now, poor Poopsie is probably crying her eyes out.
Harriet, believe me, Poopsie is not poor.
Well, even so, we have to try to find the owner. Then if nobody claims it, you'll have a clear conscience.
Not like I did anything wrong. My conscience is clear.
Is it really, Carl?
Who are you?
I'm your conscience. And I'm not feeling very clear.
What do you mean?
You haven't really tried to find the owner of that bracelet, have you, Carl?
Well,
Hey, Carl! Don't listen to that wimp! It's finders keepers, losers weepers!
He's got a point.
Yeah, and it's on his tail. Besides, you're a police officer. It's your duty to help people.
I'm gonna try my best to return the bracelet.
Way to go, Carl.
See for a second about Todd.
Gee, Todd this, Todd that. I'm getting tired of hearing about your hot toddy.
Look, Steve, I know it's a lot to ask, but I really appreciate it if you tutor Todd.
Well, Laura, do you realize what you're asking? I'm jealous of Todd, and you want me to help him. Why, you might as well drop a boulder on my foot, shove bamboo shoots under my fingernails, scoop my eyeballs out with a melon baller.
So will you do it?
Well, I'll think about it. Oh. Gee, this is a toughie. What in the devil am I gonna do? You called? Who are you? I'm your dark side, your underbelly, your worst impulse. In short, I'm your id, kid. Well, what do you want? Why, to help you out, buddy boy. You've been overlooking the perfect solution to your problem. Oh? Well, tell me more. Promise to tutor Todd. Then give him all the wrong answers, yeah. He'll be out of the picture, and then you will get delicious Laura. Oh, bad uncle. Is that the way you want to win Laura? Through treachery and deceit? Well, I'm thinking. If Laura finds out that you gave Todd all the wrong answers, why, she'll lose all respect for you. Oh, sure, like she respects him now.
Listen, Steve. Look, I hate to keep bugging you, but I'm really desperate. I'm gonna fail math, and you're my only hope. Please tutor me.
Okay. Okay, go get your books.
You're the best.
Well, you're gonna give him all the wrong answers, aren't you? Now, I'm gonna give him the right ones.
All ashore, who's going ashore? Get out your shuffleboard sticks, ladies. We are shipping out.
Ooh, has it been a month already?
Yes, and it's all ours, free and clear. Just think about it, babe. You, me, moonlit deck.
Starry skies, waves rushing by.
Caribbean, here we come.
May I help you?
I hope so. Are you the nice people who found my diamonds?
No.
Mother Winslow. That Mother Winslow.
Hello.
The police gave me this address. Do I have the wrong house?
No, you don't. Please come in.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I'm Eunice Peavy.
I'm Harriet Winslow. This is my husband, Carl, and my mother-in-law, Estelle.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Please, have a seat.
Thank you very much. Over here?
To the couch.
Thank you. I would have been here sooner, but I was on a Caribbean cruise. Please, may I have my jewelry?
Well, excuse me, but perhaps you'd like to describe it first.
Of course. It's pavé diamond set in 18-karat gold.
Well, you're right so far. Can you tell us what the inscription says?
Certainly. To my precious poopsie.
This city is packed with poopsies.
Carl, give it up. It's hers.
Here you go, ma'am.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, it's so refreshing to discover there's still good, honest people in this world. How can I ever thank you?
No, it's not necessary.
No, really not necessary. No, nothing at all.
Perhaps
thank you.
A cash reward.
Oh, money.
Here's $20.
$20.
Don't argue. I insist. Oh, well, ta-ta, and thank you ever so much. I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am. Ever since we lost this, Poopsie hasn't eaten a bite.
Excuse me. I'm a little confused here. Aren't you Poopsie?
Oh, my, no. Poopsie's my kitty cat.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Urkel.
I'm sorry, Mr. Urkel. Is Steve there? Oh, no, don't bother him if he's making pizza. He can just... Hello?
Hi, Laura. I would have been here sooner, but you caught me in mid-twirl.
Steve, you didn't have to rush over. I just wanted to tell you that Ty got a B in geometry, thanks to your tutoring.
Oh, well, gee, that's swell. I just hope you crazy kids will be very happy together. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll just head back to Urkel Hut and throw myself on the cheese grater.
Steve, you don't have to. Todd and I broke up.
Aw, oh, well, that's a crying shame. What happened?
Well, all he ever talks about is basketball. I mean, he's obsessed. The only song he knows is Sweet Georgia Brown.
So you realize a strong mind is more important than a tall body. Well, when you leave the door wide open, hoping for yours truly, being 98% brain and 2% brawn.
Steve.
Oh, Laura, my love, we're gonna be so happy together. Wanna go pick out our china pattern?
Look, it's true I want a guy with something upstairs, but I also want a well-built staircase.
Well, no problemo. I'll just begin a rigorous training schedule. Why, a few sessions on a muscle master, and you'll be drooling over my deltoids. Laura.
What, Steve?
I hurt myself. Can you carry me home?